Oh, sabio, your lie in mind. By a busk. By your leo moya young land. Oh.
But see, a little here would have been great to sing ya, Paklas. Look, my kitty and kaki hunters. Hardly a lucky Borhoki abandoned scouts. Kala halankia, samalo klo inki be ankia, husky linkia, honki bo honki be lankia, qua, swelle, zami lokave no wakano qua nekana hanas. Well, Gosher Marauders, I don't know what to say. Should I even say anything? Maybe I shouldn't. I'm feeling called. I should try to reach out to the few of you who are probably even listening to this, you know, who even knows how many have been following this series of about mind weapons. But my feeling and my hunch is like there's a few of you that have been in it along with me in your own little private heavens, right? That maybe you had built up and then things went cross a brokok. Or they maybe got a little shrucky burhunker, booker, ducker, bucker, ducker, dinky, 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 brinky, binkied. Because you had a mind weapon put in you, and maybe your family had mind weapons put in them, and they were all connected to the head, and they were meddling in your family's finances, like stealing your mother's check and using a chemical to rewrite the checkout to something else, like my mother just told me about. But or having, like, the car she borrowed me have a report, you know, she received a report about a ticket for not paying the toll in Indiana, even though she's, or it's Illinois, actually. We've never been to Illinois in a long time. But all this meddling, you know, the meddling with our lives, really, the families. I mean, my family has been part of a government experiment program for 13 generations, and the few of you I think probably have been at least that long. And what does that mean? Like, what would that look like? I mean, so we're living in this zoo with meddling in our lives from unseen places, other realms, connected to governments, wealthy families, extremely wealthy families from outer realms that don't want us to be happy, that don't want us to be empowered, don't want us to be wealthy, that don't want us to be in love, because love is dangerous. Dara maza dilyantant. So every relationship in our family line had been meddled with. And the ones that were proper matches were meddled with. Every single female relationship I've had in my life has been meddled with mind weapons from ancestors of my line and the female I was interested in, their line. But all of this is coming, you know, I've said this before, this is coming to an end, you know, so I'm kind of just like reviewing, like, and just realizing what a disaster this world has been. And maybe starting to understand kind of why. And why did we need to learn about shadow? That's the question. I mean, it's going to take me a long time to unpack, but obviously we needed to learn about it. And it got gropalegalaged, right? It wrecked everything beautiful that it could and replaced it with block, belovic, dabok, dashkat, dlak, huk, mollifust, polank, polarg, bullackybuck, fummer dugged, straled, pulled, shablock. That's like what we live in. And we don't even know any different. So it's like those that have just only known this, they're gonna fight to the end to protect their shithole, right? But all this is changing. And so one of the things I remembered is like way back, so long ago, you don't even believe it. There was a choice, like, we're going to learn shadow. We're going to learn about shadow. Evil, right? But the majority of beings were like, no thanks. Block or obuck, beat you, bitch, yump, hold belikiev, all but drunk, being up on you. Go, they're not having anything to do with it. And there was a few of us that were in service to truth, right? I mean, that's what we're here for, to be in service to what is true, what is beneficial for all beings. And when we're ignorant about what that is, we want to change, right? We want to make the difference. We want to make airplanes that don't pollute the sky. We want to improve the diesel fuel so the trucks don't kill us from the poison. And we don't want to spray poison on our fields. I mean, do we even need fields? I don't think so. We could use more natural areas, because what does that create? Abundance for all life, right? All levels, all beings. And so I'm reviewing, but I'm also like realizing, you know, this series is coming to an end. This will be my last talk about mind weapons, but I'm reaching out to, for those very few that, like, what did we even go through there? You know, the last month, I mean, definitely in the last few weeks, like a back and forth bouncing, like we're free, we're feeling good. Oh, this is worse. Oh, now we're feeling okay. And so it's just cleaning up our lives, staying sober, finding gratitude. Where I'm at, the spring is here now. And there's going to be so much beauty soon. So hang in there. But just know what happens after this is so far beyond our imagination. And I'm going to include a picture of a Grainiat. And so I've been making these, they're healing machines, really, but just out of spices and even some poisonous chemicals I mix in there, just because I need to balance the poison, you know, in our environment. So I don't know, I've probably made 25 of these, and they're so much fun. I just love the smells. And they go on and on and on for, it could be 10,000, 20,000 years, some of them. But it's not just feeding me the nutrients that I include in these healing machines, but it's also feeding the beings that are on my body and around my body and in my environment that help keep me healthy. It's keeping them healthy. So they have a place to go take a dip, you know, like to freshen up or you know, to take in the smells or just a place to get away and be excited about being alive again. Because this is the greatest gift that we could ever have is our life. And all simple, all we just, maybe we want to, maybe you don't, but if you want to stick around, express gratitude for it and strive to know it's true. Simple. Don't need any deities or fake religions or Bolter, Gahalter, Bargerter, Burger Buggers, the governments, the military, all that nonsense. It's all fiction. It's been one controlling bunch of zookeepers, right? And they all fight for, oh, I get to wear the head of the zookeeper hat, you know, for so long in this realm. It's been a struggle, but we were independent 27,000 years ago in some ways, but we'd allowed drugs to be in our communities, you know, heroin, different names, Galarnia, Pharmacia, Sagarmotia, Kabrar, and Kabonia, all these drugs that are in our society, it's not even a society, in this disaster now, have been around a long time, and they're used for control on so many levels. Energetic, I mean, but relationships, I mean, it's, that's such a big part of it, is really keeping beings apart that should be together. I mean, even they're just great friends, but they need to know each other because they empower each other and they can relate to each other. And so just to have interference on all those levels, but then have the drugs on top of that, and then the frequencies and mind control and the screens, the flickering, all that we've been fiddled with, you know? So coming out of this fog, right, this delusion, it's so overwhelming for us, you know. It is for me. I don't know. I'm sure it is for others too. But just to talk about it and realize you're not alone and you've been struggling your whole life mostly because of outside influences. It's not like you still need to take responsibility. We all do for our choices and our mistakes. But just know this disaster of this world that we've experienced. I mean, there are multiple worlds, multiple levels, multiple realities. It's manufactured, it's by design, to empower some groups and disempower the majority. What else do I want to say? Have I said enough? No, I can just say more. my family, they can't even hear. I mean, they don't even go to my website or anything. They don't hear, they can't hear or see me as I am and as a being that has activated himself through suffering and because of necessity, but just extreme hard work on my being and my life and cleaning up my act. And I'm grateful to have survived, of course, but and grateful to have learned so much, but none of this will even matter because what happens next is so beyond our comprehension of what is incredible. And the words don't even capture. I mean, so one of the big things, and this is, you know, you won't even believe me. My family would never believe this. I used to eat eggs every day. I used to love eating eggs, but my clan is the Condorians. I'm a big bird. You know, I'm a high flyer, the high, high. That's where we strive to be. I know there's other Condorians out there listening, maybe. I highly suggest just stop eating eggs. Never eat chicken or anything to do with bird. No, you know, goose or, you know, pheasant or none of it. If you free yourself from all eating those friends, our allies, you know, and this, you know, maybe you're not a Condorian, but still you might be able to communicate with the birds. So the birds are hilarious. And so I can't even, because I'm still busy, trying to, you know, finish up this intense project I've talked about before. Believe it or not, some of you know I've been working hard. But the birds are hilarious. And just cleaning up your dosre niyamahomi aka. And it's like you're detoxing your delusion, right? And so to be in contact with the flamia clania xosa, the beings around you, where they're speaking to you and the birds are telling you, don't be so dumb. It's like, don't be so funny. And the other one's like, I want to be funny. This other, you can start to hear their conversations if you quit eating them. And it's so sweet. And they are sweet for the most part. But they're going to mess with you and tell you, stop what you're doing and listen to me because I'm important, which they are, you know. But so this is, I'm just giving an example of what the reality will be based on moving forward. A harmonious reality where we're in tune with the life that is. And what life will be here? Only benevolent beings. Malevolent beings are going away. I don't know how long it's going to take, but it's going to be the majority of beings. They'll be disappearing. I'm not sure how it's going to play out. But just keep that in your mind. And for those who are abandoned scouts like me that are completely alone, just know we won't be forever. And all the hard work we've done has already paid off because we're still alive and we survived the most difficult challenges you could ever imagine that no one can even relate with. Whether you got stuck in the system for a while or just your life went sideways or just suffering that you can't even describe where you only have curse words put on you by an institution that bloke bucker bucker dunks knuckle buck. Really, they don't know a jockety buckety locker hawk of a jink tussocked placky hawk. And that's what this whole place is fiction. So I want to kind of boost us all up because we're almost to somewhere, right? I don't know where, but through the blank or bali hell that we've been through. For some of us, our whole lives, we didn't even know how much of a hell it was until the volume got turned up, the intensity of that hell got turned up, right? Through mind weapons, through interference on all levels and in ways we can't relate with others. They think you're crazy because they're so conditioned to just accept what is and not imagine more than that, right? Bless me, Adamonis, Cleetimianivonis, Arkivitiakanis, Creatimianiokons, Porabiatavarconis, Lankabrakiakanis, Kri Galabungi Bacanibacanis, Clacky Vehele Kurkers, Bone Lek, Tibansa, Ogrankias, Tui Bianca, Broncas. Blessi o tu bingaya, puti la vinglazoni, clami, semiavon. E abuasi, clasamo, fe, cassai, ho clepe calmon. Fe a malo mo, il lavo lils in the womb, a case in the woe. Oh, I bet a cow, has the pillar kid. Paula Claire, Zucker, Mau, Gesserville, Ha, Ozzy Pet, I'm a Critelico, Oyen, O Malikavin. Hey, a Posala, Hail a Mosavin. I'll a Cos Loca, Barico, Medicale, Hail a Bina, O Mava, Ursa Cricusaco, Oni Vina, Barna Cruson. Oh, egglai in lo vughi se lega mo na che su supporti ca ne me camo nigi tu su cre ma cu wau cu pare cre o ma cu fa io se cu hey hey o ma nelle cu pe maua o se clo o ma hai cre se pindo uica no ma no ne la cu pa paia o ma cosa ma caia se po cristo o beto. I'm up a bow, it's a class of me, ha, babe. I'm up a bear, a muscle, leg. Hey, hey, how buckle you? How buckle right? I double cassie, go right! Way, I'm a lies, I'm a labor, no little, like a vanilla, zack, a vune, mo vu. I say it like a nil up, a novo, nil, I'm a hofu, figure, yeah, I don't trust it, Paul. I said, Clay, I'm a cool. Hey, like a poster, cool. I'm a cool. Hey, go to you. Hey, like a poster, little ha. Put it from pool. Ha, a silk, a wheel. A zen in land. I love zen. Mother, arise, badavam.